Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
Is it normal for a woman to be excited about her GYN exams to the point of arousal?
What an interesting question yours is. Most women I hear from don't exactly look forward to having a gynecological exam. Then again, as a sex researcher, educator, and columnist, I often hear from women and men who are experiencing problems or have concerns. Some women don't enjoy being partially undressed in front of a healthcare provider. Also, some women worry about possible discomfort or pain while being examined, even though healthcare providers typically go to great efforts to help women feel comfortable while examining them. That said, some women do look forward to having gynecological exams. Often they look forward to having a gyn exam because it's a chance to have their questions answered and learn about their health. Only rarely do I hear from women who are sexually excited or aroused in response to having a gynecological exam. That doesn't mean that more women aren't excited by the idea or the reality of a gyn exam. However, I know of no scientific data on the topic that would suggest how rare or common this is. Some women might feel turned on by showing their genitals to their healthcare provider, perhaps particularly if they get turned on by exhibition in general or if they're attracted to the healthcare provider performing the exam. Some women also experience particular sensitivity in their vaginal canal and may find it pleasurable to have the speculum inserted and an exam conducted. Of course, it's one thing to experience sexual arousal when thinking about or having a gynecological exam and another thing to behave differently because of that arousal. If you feel sexually aroused during your gyn exam, then perhaps you can count yourself fortunate that a health behavior can feel pleasurable. However, do keep in mind that as a patient, you have a responsibility to act appropriately during your exam. In doing their job and taking care of patients, healthcare providers have the right to work in an environment that is free from sexual harassment, pressure, or discomfort. As long as you act appropriately and professionally and like a patient rather than someone who's turning a gyn exam into a sexual event, then this arousal can probably be managed quite well. And if at home you want to fantasize about having a gynecological exam or even advertise on a sex or dating site that you're looking for a gynecologist to date or hook up with when they're off the clock, then that's your choice. If you search online, you can also find a variety of sex toy websites that sell medical devices meant for sexual play. Enjoy your exploration.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I have premature ejaculation immediately after penetration, but I'm able to maintain my erection and go again. The problem is that the second time, my arousal is reduced and it takes longer to ejaculate. Is that okay?
People's bodies vary in how they respond sexually, and there is no right or wrong when it comes to how many times a person has sex, how long they spend having sex, or how long it takes them to ejaculate or orgasm, or if they orgasm at all. If you and your partner are happy with your sex life, that is what is most important to consider. What you're describing is actually fairly common, especially among younger men, and there is nothing wrong with ejaculating quickly or maintaining an erection after ejaculation. Sometimes when men ejaculate very quickly, they find that they can either maintain their erection after ejaculation or else they can get a second erection soon after, and they and their partner may decide to keep having sex. Some men and their partners keep going with sex until the man ejaculates a second time. Other times, men and their partners just keep going with sex for another few minutes or however long feels right to them, and then they stop, even if the man has not ejaculated a second time. Not all men find it important or even desirable to have a second ejaculation right away. Since arousal tends to diminish, as you said, and a second ejaculation can be more difficult to achieve than the first, some men find that they would rather continue sex for a little bit longer to please their partner and then stop and do something else, such as kiss, cuddle, fall asleep, or go on with their day together. Although we sometimes think of sex as ending when a man ejaculates, in fact, sex can stop whenever you and your partner are ready for it to stop, ejaculation or not. An enjoyable aspect of sex is that regardless of what you have read about it or seen in movies, you and your partner truly do have the opportunity to make your sex life your own. I'd encourage you to talk with your partner to find out how sex feels for him or her. You might both share your thoughts and ideas about how long you spend having sex, what feels good, what could feel better, and what you both want to try. You can learn more about men's sexual response and exploration in The New Male Sexuality by Dr. Bernie Zilbergeld. Find out more about this book and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.